Well, the markets last Thursday saw increases in corn, wheat, and soybean futures, all after the Ag Department released reports showing a tighter supply situation and far more demand and use than originally expected for those crops.
And a lot of that we know has been driven by ethanol production, strong exports, and feed demand.
That's USDA Chief Economist Joe Glauber. And as the need for those crops grow, USDA Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says,
American farmers are responding to the need.
That being evident in another Ag Department report showing that farmers intend to plant 7 million more acres than last spring.
They're going to plant more corn, more wheat. They're going to make sure that they are in a position to be able to meet the need, not only here at home, but also abroad, as well as the ethanol opportunities.
And of course, farmers not only responding to the increased need, but the higher prices those crops are fetching, as during March, USDA's price index for all farm products averaged 23% higher than March a year ago. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.